Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family, with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. As a child, you may have had the experience of having your parents go on a long trip. They probably promised to send you something and also spoke of their return. Someone has compared this with the experience of the young believers in the book of Acts. The Lord Jesus was going back to heaven, but the Father would send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and there was a definite promise that this Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched Him go into heaven. With this program of the Emmaus Bible Hour, we begin a new series of studies, this time a book study, the Book of Acts in the New Testament. This is an exciting book, and we believe you're going to enjoy these studies together. Again, we're going to be looking at an Emmaus Correspondence Course, this one written by Dr. R. E. Harlow. And we'll be telling you at the close of the program how you can get this fine Bible Correspondence Course. The first lesson is titled, The Book Itself. This is Lesson 1 and Page 1. There are 27 books in the New Testament written by 8 different people. 4 of these tell of the story of the Lord Jesus in the Gospels, and 1 tells the story of the early church in the Book of Acts. 21 are letters or epistles written to churches or individual persons. The last is the book of Revelation, which tells of things to come. Acts is a very important book because it tells how the church started and grew. In the Gospels, we read of the life and death of Christ and that He rose again. Also, He told His disciples to go everywhere and preach the gospel. The letters of Paul and others are written to churches in various parts of the world. Acts tells how the disciples obeyed the Lord in spreading the gospel and how these churches were started. The most ancient name of this book is simply Acts, A-C-T-S. Men have called it the Acts of the Apostles. However, only Peter and Paul are prominent. The other apostles are mentioned briefly. The real person who is acting in and through the apostles is the Holy Spirit, who is referred to about 70 times in the book. The Acts of the Holy Spirit would be a good name for this book. Christ promised that the Father would send the Holy Spirit, Acts 1:8. Let's read that verse together. That's Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. This promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit was fulfilled a few days later. Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit when he was called up before the high priest in chapter 4. Then Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit when the Jews were going to kill him. We read of this in Acts chapter 7. You can find many verses like these telling of the acts of the Holy Spirit in this book. Let's pause just now for some music. Someone has said, when the Holy Spirit comes into the believer, He makes Christ dearer, heaven nearer, and the Word of God clearer.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This time we're beginning a new series of studies on the book of Acts. We are looking at Lesson 1 together. This entire course is available in paperback, so be sure to get our address at the close of the program. You might want to get your pencil and paper now, so you'll be ready. Now let's consider the question, who wrote the book of Acts? All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. These verses and hundreds of others show that it was God who told different men what to put down when they wrote the Bible. Still, it's interesting to learn what we can about the authors. Luke was a doctor and traveled with Paul on some of his long journeys. When telling about these travels, Luke uses the word we to say what Paul and he did or where they went. In other parts of the book, he naturally says he or they did this or that. Luke was also with Paul at the end of his life, just before Paul was put to death for the sake of the gospel. In the last chapter of his last letter, 2 Timothy, Paul states, "Only Luke is with me." How wonderful of the Lord to provide Paul with a personal physician during some of his most difficult experiences. Next question, why did Luke write Acts? Now, Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke as a letter to an important man called Theophilus. It told the story of what Jesus began to do and teach. You might think that since the gospel story ends with the death of Christ, there would not be much more to tell. But Luke wrote this book to tell Theophilus the story of what Jesus continued to do and teach after his death. For Jesus not only died for our sins, he rose again and then went back to heaven. In heaven, he continued to work with his disciples who were still here on earth. How do we know? Notice what it says in Mark chapter 16, verses 19 and 20. When the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they, the disciples, went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them. That reference again was Mark 16, 19 and 20. We speak of Christ's finished work on the cross. Never forget his glorious, unfinished work today in heaven, praying for us, leading and guiding and working with us. Dr. Luke, in his second book, wanted to tell us about this part of Christ's work when he had gone back to heaven. Next, let's answer the question that you may have. What is the book of Acts about? We've noticed that the book of Acts tells about the work of Jesus in and through his own, who are still down here on earth. He said in Acts 1:8, that's the verse we looked at a little earlier, that they would be his witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. This is one of the key verses in the whole book. In fact, you may want to memorize it. That's Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Now Jerusalem was the holy city of the Jews, located in the land of Judea. The next country to it was Samaria, although the Jewish people did not get along very well with the people of Samaria. So Christ told the disciples to witness for him first right where they were in their homeland. After that, they must go to their near neighbors, even though they did not like them. But they were to spread out over the whole world and tell the people about the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are saved, Christ expects you to witness for him wherever you are and be ready to go to a distant land as a missionary if he calls you. Last question. Whom does the book of Acts tell about? The main person in Acts, rather the main persons in Acts are Peter in chapter 1 through 12, and then Paul in the remaining chapters of the book. However, you might be surprised to know that there are around 80 different people mentioned in the book. Some of these are very important, like the Apostle John, who wrote 5 books in the New Testament. Also, Timothy is mentioned. He was a young man who traveled around with Paul a great deal. Others are not so well known, but their names are given. Each had a part to play in the great work of getting out the gospel. It is very important that each Christian know just what God would have him do, and then do it. Next time we come your way, we'll be looking at Acts chapters 1 and 2. We'd suggest that you read these chapters in the meantime. This time we've been looking at introductory material to the book of Acts. If you would like to have this entire course in book form, be sure to write to us. Our address will be given in just a few moments. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.